In the U.S., access to good dental care is relatively easy to come by. Dentists are able to catch and treat problems quickly. But in developing countries, people have fewer dental resources. That's why one Tri-Cities dentist is leading a team that's treating patients in a remote Guatemalan village. Courtney Flatt traveled along and has more.
El Peridon is a remote fishing village on Guatemala's Pacific coast. The few tiendas in town, smaller than 7-Elevens, are stocked with snacks and sodas. Kids play everywhere. They let off firecrackers in the dirt road and giggle and run away. Some play basketball near the town center. Santos Corrado Centeno has lived here most of his life. He's seen the village change, a newly paved road down the main drag, recently built beach hostels, bringing in tourists with money to spend. He spoke through an interpreter.
This is his place.
And as a village leader, he feels a real responsibility for the people living here. That's why, when a group of dentists from around the world offered up their services, he knew it would be a good opportunity.
A lot of
people here don't have the money to go see a regular dentist, so he says it's very helpful for everybody in this community.
Tri-Cities dentist Bart Roach decided to set up a dental clinic in El Peridon after a brief visit to pass out toothbrushes. He saw how badly people needed his help. Their teeth were rotten and infected. They'd learned to live with a lot of pain. To get to the closest dentist, about an hour away, people may have to hitch a ride on a boat and then a bus. And dental care costs too much for people to afford on a regular basis. Roach knew he would help people in the developing world the minute he got into dental school. It all started with his admissions test.
And I said a little prayer and made a pact that if I scored a certain score that was going to get me into dental school, then I would dedicate part of my life to the poor. And I scored way above what I needed to.
So he started the nonprofit Sonrisa Immaculata, Dentistry for Good. He's since been to Guatemala 6 times for dental service trips. This trip was the 2nd time he led his own group. The team of 5 dentists, 2 hygienists, and countless volunteers set up a pop-up clinic in the town's community center. Workers at a local hostel, the Driftwood Surfer, knocked on people's doors and rented out trucks with speakers to get the word out. Brant Early is originally from Issaquah, Washington, and is now one of the hostel's owners. He says one big problem for people's teeth here, a lack of access to clean drinking water. Here, soda is cheaper than bottled water. That increases the amount of sugar in people's diets.
The word agua, the rest of the world probably knows it as water. Here in this town, if you say agua, they're going to hand you a Pepsi or a ginger ale or some sort of grape soda. But if you want actual water, you have to say agua pura. And I think that is really affected the people's teeth in this town.
People streamed into the clinic for 5 days. They waited in line for an exam. Many had multiple cavities and teeth that needed pulling. Over the week, the team removed 285 teeth and filled about 500 cavities.
Abre grande.
All that work helps relieve people's pain. And another big job the volunteers have, teaching people to properly brush their teeth. Nate Green is a Denver-based dentist.
You know, in the long term, it's more important to educate them than it is to actually just fix the cavities they already have.
That's why Bart Roach wants to make the program sustainable. He wants to set up a turnkey operation so that any dentist can visit El Peridon, already fully stocked with dental equipment, and set up a clinic for a few days at a time. He's seen the impact returning dental clinics can have on an area. 5, 10 years down the road.
The satisfaction doesn't come now. It'll come in coming years when we see kids that have clean mouth, when mothers are actively taking care of their children's baby teeth.
For Roach, that's the challenge. And that's why he keeps coming back. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, El Peridon, Guatemala.